Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me every week as we talk about the astrology and energies of right now and how we are all connected to them, through them, and with them. And not only that, but we contribute. And the more that we consciously contribute our energies, the better this planet will be. What I'd like to do right now is begin the show with just some conscious deep breathing, just to ground ourselves, to center ourselves, and to take some deep, slow breaths in and out. And these are the kind of breaths that you feel in your stomach, right? Really cleansing, slow, purifying. You breathe in and count to three. And breathe out and count to three. And this is so important for us right now because there's a lot of big energies. And we always have control over our breath and our inner system. And this is just a way to bring yourself back to center. And when you direct your breathing, your deep breaths into your stomach. That is your solar plexus, that third chakra, which is your place of power. And it's meant to connect you to more of your own essence and your own beingness. And we get pulled and stretched in so many directions and so many different ways just in one day, much less in a week or a month. And this is one of these weeks where we need to intentionally call the energy back to ourselves, focus on our breathing, and focus on the slowdown. And this will bring you instant peace and return you to a place of presence and power in yourself and in this moment. And of course, how many times a minute do we breathe? But we forget how powerful it is to just focus on that. So it doesn't matter if you are at your desk, you're standing in the kitchen, you're driving in your car, you're sitting somewhere. Wherever you are, just this intentional deep breathing is going to help you. I've been doing this actually all this week because we have these big energies right now. We just had a whole new cycle begin with the Taurus energies, which is about the grounding and the inner peace that's always with us, that's always in us. But we have to turn to it. We have to access it. And then we had, of course, Uranus entering Taurus, which I've been talking about for a while now. And we have some other big shifts that we're going to talk about. But I want to begin by just reminding you of the power of your breath. This is one of the tools we can use throughout the day to end the day, to begin the day, to calm down the day, and to remember to activate this simple tool even for 30 seconds if that's all you have. Because what it does is it slows down your heart rate and it helps you really get in touch with this moment. We're going to have an interesting summer. I just did a brand new show called Your Zen Summer because we have 8 planets in retrograde this summer. 8! With August being the month where there's the most planets, either stationing retrograde, stationing direct, already in retrograde. So that show I just released, and I hope you have a chance to listen to it. So it's going to prepare you for the summer ahead, and it's going to help you plan accordingly and to set realistic expectations for yourself and for your family, for your projects, your vacations, your to-do list, and hopefully, because it's a Zen summer, you schedule in those weekends of nothingness to just be, to calm. Because we're going to need it. We're going to have 3 eclipses this summer as well. And I'll be releasing a separate show on the 3 eclipses. So it's an interesting summer, and I want to give you that information up front so you can, again, have the right expectations. A few other announcements. Many of you signed up for the Astrology Transits class. It starts today, which is May 16th. You can enroll before May 23rd, which is our second class. So if you are interested in that and you forgot, it slipped your mind, you can still enroll because everything's available as a replay. It's a global class. It's online. You watch on any device, your phone, tablet, laptop, wherever you are. And I teach through visuals, so you'll be looking at your screen, and you also get your four astrology charts that show you the transits in your chart. And that's your learning tool. This is about your own chart and what's happening in your own chart. So basically, you're going to learn more about how to interpret your astrology chart, which is exactly what I do when those of you come to me for your own sessions. So this is helping you be your own astrologer and to understand the energies in your chart. It is a more intermediate level class. You need to have the basics of astrology down. So you can find information on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. We have this weekend on May 19th, the royal wedding, for those of you who are interested. And I did a write-up on my astrology website, consciousintuitiveastrology.com, where you'll find the write-up on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, both of their charts, if you're interested in that, and just more of their personality, you know, and how they mesh and how they overlap. And they come together through the Libra and Virgo energies strongly. So being of service together is of importance to them. So if you want to learn more about their individual charts before the wedding, go check out my website, consciousintuitiveastrology.com. And it's under the weekly updates tab. And let's see, another announcement is that I know that there's been a lot of interest over the last year about twin flames. So this is a bit more of a spiritual topic. And I started talking about twin flames back in 2012 on this radio show. And I have since released a teaching series about the energies of twin flames and what that connection is, the healing journey, what you are learning, what it's about. There's a lot of information out there, and I teach it from an overall energy perspective that I hope gives you good understandings and tools. It's called the Twin Flame Healing Journey Teaching Series. It's on my YouTube channel. And it's meant to help you understand the power of your healing in this lifetime, because a twin flame is different than a soulmate. It's different than a kindred spirit. So I teach about all of that, and I know that that's something that a lot of people are interested in right now. So I share with you some of my own experiences. I realized I was a twin flame, and I've been on that journey for 10 years. 10 years. So I want to help other people on their journeys too. So, Twin Flame Healing Series, that is now live. And I think those are my announcements for the week. So, let's get to the energies, because what a week we've just had. Now, we know that every new moon is when the sun and the moon come together and overlap at the same degree point. It was at 24 degrees of Taurus on May 15th in the early morning. And it's a grounding new moon with Taurus. We come back to what matters, what's essential, what our values are, what we hold to be true for ourselves. Taurus is also a peacemaker. It's a musician. It is the parts of us that love what we can experience here on this planet, anything that brings our senses alive. So it's where we want to try new flavors and new spices or new tastes, or you want to try a new kind of wine or a new drink, or you want to try a new perfume, a scent, an essential oil, anything that relates to the five senses. And everything that we experience with the five senses is meant to ground us. It really is, because it's meant to activate our human experience on this planet and to remind us that we're so in tune to all these different forms of stimuli. And we smell and you taste and you see, and, you know, we have all these things around us. And how are we making the most of this experience, of this journey? And what do you need more of to feel connected to your environment and to feel peaceful in your environment? We just had Mother's Day this past weekend, and my family and I, we went and stayed at a, we live outside of Orlando, and we went and stayed at a fun hotel resort for the weekend. And we played in the pool, and we had new food, and we tried new drinks, and it was just all about the senses. Mother's Day is all about the senses, the flowers, the cards, all of that. Any holiday really is. I mean, you could look at, well, Father's Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, you know, anything during the holiday season. So the holidays are another way that we tap into our five senses. And with every event in our lives, we can choose what matters. And so you can look at a vacation you have this summer, perhaps, and what do you value for a vacation? Do you want adventure, thrills, you know, something exciting, or do you want to just kick back and do nothing? Taurus is when we get clear about that. We get clear about what we want in our lives. And this new moon is really about calling in what you want. It's a manifesting new moon. And you didn't miss it, by the way. I know that, because you can always be aware of what you want to manifest. So it's just about calling in, what are your intentions right now? What do you need to increase the best things in your life? And that can be money. It really can. And Taurus values money, because money is what we need to pay our bills, to pay our mortgage, to go to the supermarket. You know, money is essential in our world. And so it's understanding how that supports us. What else supports you? And you might see some holes where you need more support. And that's also what this Taurus new moon is asking you to intentionally work with. So we have that theme. And then we also have the theme of Uranus moving into Taurus for the first time in 84 years. Uranus was last in Taurus 1934 to 1942. And so we begin a whole new cycle about what we value. A whole new cycle, an 84-year cycle. So everything that we have collectively valued from the past 84 years, whether it's conscious or not, whether it's intentional or not, think about everything that's unfolded. Well, it's really difficult to think about everything that's unfolded in the past 84 years. But what we're doing is we're starting a brand new cycle based on what is important to us now, and it's the collective us. And so this is when we change things globally. And that begins a new cycle that I feel is meant to clean the slate of the past 84 years. So this brings up the potential for new money systems, financial systems, banking systems, what money means to us, what the earth means to us, what we value and how we're honoring that and what we're doing about it. I have a separate show for you that's all about Taurus energies and Uranus. And it's important to listen to that show because we have an interesting pattern here coming up with Uranus and Taurus where we're getting a sample, the appetizer of the energies now, and they're going to come back full force in 2019. So the Uranus and Taurus energies are really strong. It is upheaval. It is the volcano erupting in Hawaii. It is the U.S. Changing the location of the U.S. embassy and moving it, and the upheaval that causes politically, how it unstabilizes even more, destabilizes, a region that's already very reactionary and inflamed and has a lot of political and cultural and many issues tangled in it. So we have that. We're going to see changes in, I feel like it's insurance. I think it's banking, of course, but the anything related to money. And you think about, well, money's in everything. So there you go. What are we rewiring, reworking? Well, the good news is that we're at a higher place of consciousness now, and we can make a difference. And this is where people going to, taking to the streets matters, and voting is important, and participating, whether it's in your community or your government or your state or your culture, all of that kind of thing influences where we go, because there's also the ongoing dismantling of structures that have served a purpose and have expired. Now, that's showing up through Pluto in Capricorn and Saturn in Capricorn, where things are falling apart, being revealed, secrets are coming out, everything's being, you know, stuff is being exposed. And I feel like, okay, I'm getting a message really clear that so many of you who identify as light workers and empaths and you have a higher consciousness, you cannot get energetically stuck in these lower 3D energies. Like, they have to transform. We have to go through this process. But you don't have to go into the turmoil of it, okay? You can stay at a higher energy place, that higher vibration. Many of you are already feeling that you're secure in the 5D and that you're feeling an observer, because humanity has always evolved. And we've always had these cycles, these grand cycles that have moved us forward. And in this day and age, a lot of how we move forward is actually through technology. And that's Uranus, and that's Aquarius. It's the age of Aquarius right now. It's moving forward so that we can get out of some of these things that no longer serve us, including the denser energy of politics, big business, Wall Street. All of that needs to move forward, which means we're going to have new leaders coming forth. It's so exciting here in the U.S. to see how many women have signed up for different political offices and terms. It's record-breaking, the number of women who are now involved in the political service, who want to be a part of their local, regional, or national governments. That is change. That is what's happening right now. And the word spreads through technology, social media, the internet. You get what I'm saying? We have to keep it moving forward. So when you watch something on TV or you see something unfolding in the world, just understand it's part of the process. It's part of, we have to move it forward. And don't get too stuck in it. Try not to get too angry or reactionary. Just understand we're moving things forward. And all of this is more volatile right now because we have Mars in Aquarius. Literally just moved into Aquarius before I did this show, a few hours beforehand. And Mars in Aquarius is squaring Uranus and Taurus, which is part of the inflammation, outbursts, anger, tension, and also the instability. So we have this supposed talk between President Trump of the U.S. and North Korean leader, and will it happen? Will it not happen? We'll see. That's for June. And it's part of the instability of the region and of the world. And that's what we're feeling with this Uranus squaring Mars, Mars squaring Uranus, excuse me. It's, what can I count on? Count on your breath. You count on your gratitude. You come back to your energy, your power, where you feel in touch with yourself. And that is where you then operate from. So much of the work here for a lot of light workers, okay, this is the image I'm getting. You're not supposed to take it in. You're supposed to push it back out. The 3D energies, the lower energies, the stuff that we don't want to continue on the planet. You're supposed to push it back out, okay? So if you feel that you're too receptive, push it back out. And you do that from your solar plexus, envisioning that as a beautiful white light, And you watch that energy just expand out, and you push it out. You push out what you don't want to receive or what you don't want to engage with. And this helps strengthen your ability to be that observer. It's easier said than done sometimes. But I feel this is important right now because we're living in a volatile time that has to happen. It's like things have to get shaken up to get people's attention. I mean, think about how many things in our world we don't pay much attention to until it's an emergency. I'm not saying that's healthy. I'm not saying that's the best way, but it's true, right? I mean, it could even happen in a lot of workplaces and different, you know, companies that nothing's a big deal until it's a huge effing deal, right? It's like it's not until it's in all caps and it's on fire that people even pay attention to it. So that's just how things can operate in the 3D. And if you're feeling it, again, know that you can push it out and push it away, and that that is how you ground yourself and you stabilize yourself. This energy is interesting because Mars, now that he's in Aquarius at 0 degrees, he goes to 9 degrees of Aquarius until June 26th. And then he stations retrograde and goes backwards until the end of August. I talk about this special episode I just did about the eight planets in retrograde this summer. I talk more about each planet. And understanding this is important because right now Mars is in his shadow. And what that means is it's the territory he's going to pass over a total of 3 times. And so he's going to be passing over the same spot, which means anything with Mars is about masculine energy. It's about, well, it's about war. It's about disagreements. It's about anger. That's the lower vibrational stuff. That's the impulsive reaction of Mars where he says, oh, I'm so upset about this, but I'm going to do something about it. So you take that anger or that reaction or that response, that desire, and you put it into action. You make it work for you so that it moves through you. And that's the healthy use of Mars, is that it rules the body. It's about your ability to do something with what you're feeling, to do something with the anger. So that's why you go to the gym, you go for a walk, you do your yoga, you do your kung fu, like you do something to move it physically through you, because Mars is all about the physical. And he's going to be going back to the same place where he's at right now in August, specifically August 9th through the 13th, and then again the middle of September. So what we see coming up right now is going to come back in August and September. So pay attention. In yourself, wherever the early degrees of Aquarius are, is where Mars is traveling in your chart, and he's activating it, and he's an activator, right? He comes through, and he's like, he gets things riled up, but he's also can be really inspiring and motivating. He's a fabulous motivational speaker. You know, he's the one who doesn't stand still on the stage, and he's moving over here, and he's down the audience, and he's high-fiving. So that's the Mars energy in Aquarius, is it's getting things riled up. And the best use of Mars in Aquarius is understanding that you have the ability, the power, to do whatever you want to do, and it doesn't depend on anybody else. Because Aquarius is rebellious, and it's the individual, and it's the one, especially with Mars, is, well, I'm going to do what I want to do because that's what I'm meant to do. And that isn't meant to be a childish thing. It's meant to be, what do you need to do to honor your path, to go forward with your vision, to go forward with your life? And Aquarius is about the people we know, the groups, the tribe. And we've had this south node in Aquarius now since last year. I'm sorry, I don't have the date in front of me. But it's important to know that the south node in Aquarius is sweeping and cleaning out the people who are meant to leave. And so Mars comes through the same territory. And it might not be smooth endings with some people. This is actually going to be the strongest in June. And it could be that you realize, oh, they did this, or oh, they said that, and oh, you know, they're the worst person. But you're not meant to get riled up in the past. You're meant to keep going on your path. And to say, okay, then if they left, they were meant to go, and that's great. And I learned from them, I healed from them, I got something from those connections, that group, those people, that network, that team. Aquarius is a sports team, and you're meant to let it go. And as you let it go, you could have some anger come up, but you're also meant to let that go too. And you're meant to do something physical that moves it through you. And then you're going to feel clean and clear with it. So Mars going across the South Node, again, that's going to be strongest in June. Let's see, the middle of June. So I'll talk about that as it gets closer. But just as a heads up, that's what we're moving through here, is this sense of you have to let some things go. And maybe that means working through anger or working through ego or masculine energies in yourself, the lower masculine energies that you just don't want to carry forward. And the good news is you have time to work through this. It'll come up again in August and again in September. So just be aware, whatever's being triggered right now, it will come back around to be reworked and revisited with. So that adds to this energy. And I'm just looking here. We have both Mars and Venus in air signs. Venus is finishing up her time in Gemini, where she's been a very busy lady. And she's going to move into Cancer, and that's where she softens, becomes more sentimental, remembers what's in her heart, remember, you know, the kindness that she can forget when she's too busy in the world. So Venus will move into Cancer on May 20th. That's this Sunday. And when she does that, she gets a longing for the past. She wants to be in the kitchen, and she wants to make good food and be cozy. And she looks through old photos. She wants to go shopping for antiques, anything with nostalgia, her childhood, her mom, anything that brings up the innocence of, I'm going to call it the innocence of being a girl. That's Venus in Cancer. And it can bring up the innocence of feminine energy and the innocence of what we love and trust. And that's important. It's really important. Anytime a sign is in Cancer, we have to feel that we can trust. That's what Cancer energy is learning and mastering. And so with Venus in Cancer, we look at who we trust with our heart, who is close to our heart, and who takes care of us. Now, Venus is going to have an opposition to Saturn next week, and that brings a reality check that not everyone is warm and soft and cuddly. And then eventually in June, she'll have an opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. So every time we have a planet that goes into Cancer, which we're entering that season right now, by the way, they're going to oppose Saturn, and then they're going to oppose Pluto. We're going to feel soft and tender, emotional, private. Cancer is a private sign. But then we're going to have these reality checks with the Capricorn energy that ultimately are meant to make us stronger, to make sure that we don't become too emotional, if you will, or too sentimental. Because Capricorn energy doesn't care about the past. It's like your work is right here in this moment. Your work is today. And by the way, not only is it today, it's where you're going in the future. So we're going to have some reality checks coming up here as the planets move into Cancer. So again, Venus does that on the 20th. We have our buddy Mercury now in Taurus. He's already at 5 degrees of Taurus. He had that conjunction with Uranus, and now he's moving pretty fast, which he likes to do. He will only be in Taurus for 2 weeks. Isn't that crazy? That's actually really fast. I feel like that's faster than normal because I've seen Mercury be in a sign for 3 weeks, but 2 weeks is really fast. So he entered Taurus May 14th, and then he enters Gemini May 30th, 2 weeks. So that means he's rip-roaring through Taurus, and he's a fast. It's interesting because Mercury moves fast, but Taurus moves slow. It could be a feeling of, I just want to observe. I just want to take things in. I don't want to make decisions yet. So if you're feeling that, actually that's fantastic because when Mercury gets into Gemini on May 30th, he moves so fast that our brains can't keep up with our mouths and we have all these decisions and choices and possibilities. So enjoy the downtime. In fact, make sure to give yourself a break. Like, give yourself a good book. You know, find something really great that you enjoy diving into. And make the most of that because our brains need a break. And we have to give that to ourselves, especially when Mercury is in Taurus and we just don't want to do too much. We really don't. I do like, I'm happy to, with the earth signs here, that every time a sign is in an earth sign, they meet up with the Saturn in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn. So we get some stability. We get the grounding. We get the clarity. We get to say, this is what's important and this is what's not. So you'll probably feel that over the next few weeks as Mercury makes those trines to the Capricorn energies. We're going to have more planets stationing retrograde soon. So currently we have Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. Three planets in retrograde. And pretty soon we're going to have Mars and Neptune join the party. We have another Mercury retrograde the end of July, and then we're going to have Uranus going retrograde in August. So the planets are slowing down, and I love retrograde planets. And again, I say this in the other episode, because first of all, retrogrades are an illusion. It's not real. The planets aren't really going backwards in the sky. It's just from our viewpoint here on Earth. And I see it as it helps us to gather our energy, to remember our power, to remember that we're in control of our decisions, our choices, our behavior, our intentions, and to not let things get too far away from us or moving too fast. And so the beginning of 2018, this year, we had big energies. And January and February were fast moving. We had the eclipses. And so what we're going to be doing this summer is understanding, who am I now? What do I want now? What's really important to me now? And the universe is saying, it's okay to sit with things. It's okay to just let it sit for a minute. Don't go crazy trying to get everything done or trying to move it too fast. Just be with yourself and listen. So as these planets start to turn retrograde, you're going to feel that. And it could feel like some parts of your life get slower or slow down. And that's perfect. It's almost like everything is working for you, but we can get ahead of ourselves, and our ego minds always have plans, right? Like, think about your plans for this year, whether those are, you know, projects, moving, job, family, relationships, all of the above. There's things that we plan for ourselves with our ego minds. But as we move on a spiritual path and we understand the power of our own energies and our own intentions, we remember that even if it doesn't happen on my timeline, something better can unfold. Something truer for you can happen. And to not get too attached, because things can happen in unlimited ways. And there's so many different things that can unfold that are even better for you that your mind cannot conceive of, that you just can't even imagine. So that's what we're being reminded to do, is to stay open, to stay trusting, but to also stay strong in what you want and what you want to create. Now, part of that strength is in the Sun in Taurus energy. And the Sun is going to move into Gemini in just a few days here on May 22nd. And the Sun is the biggest energy in our solar system. It lights up everything. It's the biggest power source. And so the Sun moves forward. And what it does is it shows what it's been doing here in Taurus is showing us what we value, what is essential to us, and also how we value ourselves, and if we are valuing ourselves, and the roles that money play in that, the roles that relationships play in that, and our choices. It all is part of a foundation. That's all part of our self-worth. Then the Sun moves from Taurus into Gemini, which is a very different energy. And when it moves into Gemini, it activates the dormant places within us and opens up more potentials and possibilities. So you get new ideas. You get new understandings. You want to learn more. You want more specifics. You say, well, you know, I never thought about this possibility before. Or I think I'm curious, because Gemini is very curious. You get curious about something that didn't catch your interest before. And so it awakens part of our mind, and it awakens part of our possibilities. Now, Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is a lower octave energy of Uranus. So there's personal planets, and then there's the transpersonal planets. Every personal planet, such as Mercury, has a higher energy source. So that is Uranus. Venus, the higher octave of Venus, is Neptune. The higher octave of Mars is Pluto. So the personal planets connect us to another energy cycle, another energy source. So when Mercury goes into Gemini, he gets super busy, and he gets really busy in his human mind, okay? But because we've had such a strong influx of Uranus energy, and Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury, I feel like we start to see more possibilities for ourselves as the planets go into Gemini, because we start to see how we're connected to more than ever before, and because we're infused with a higher level of self-worth. So take, for example, something that you never thought would be possible for you in this life, or you just thought, oh, it's for somebody else, or, oh, I don't think that's for me. All of a sudden, that could change for you. And you say, you know, I really could do that. Or I didn't even think about the possibility that that could happen for me. I mean, think about, it's kind of like what's in your wildest dreams. It's that kind of an energy. So the Sun goes in to Gemini. The Mercury goes into Gemini, and they activate our human minds, but the activation is connected to the Uranus activation of greater self-worth. We start to believe in ourselves more. We're more aware of our inner programming, of those messages and stories that we're limiting. And we say, I don't think that's true for me anymore. I don't want that to be true for me anymore. I'm going to choose something different. So all of that starts to come up when the planets move into Gemini. I hope that feels inspiring to you, that it is a really good time for change. In fact, it's a requirement right now, the change, and that we're evolving ourselves personally and individually, but we're doing it for the collective, and we're going to have new dreams, and we're going to have new understandings of what's possible and what you can do. And that's being woken up by this Uranus and Taurus energy. And then it's going to get even more buzzy, and quite busy as the planets go into Gemini. And the way that you're going to feel more confident is by really getting strong in your solar plexus, self-confidence, self-worth, self-esteem. All of that pertains to your self-worth, right, and your personal value, and knowing that it's possible. It's possible. So it's quite an exciting time. I'm trying to think how to describe this. You can feel that things are moving fast on one hand and incredibly slow on the other hand. Does that make sense? It's like you can feel like something is just not quite catching gear yet. Like it's almost going to get there. It's almost time. And then on the other hand, you can feel like there's other cycles and other energies that are moving super, super fast. This is to pace us. We can't move super fast all the time, and we can't move super slow all the time. So if some areas of your life feel sluggish, perfect. Bless that. Be grateful. It's in divine order. You'll know when you have the breakthrough, the next step. You'll know it. If other parts of your life feel really fast and maybe overwhelming, you can handle it. You've got this. Keep breathing. No matter what, keep breathing, okay? That's my tip right now. But understand that you can feel these two energy cycles that don't feel like they're quite synced up yet. But that's okay. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to force anything. Allow each one to be as it is. And just like we started the show with the breath and breathing, do that. Take those deep, slow breaths into your stomach, your solar plexus. Slow breaths in, slow breaths out. That will help ground you. It will help you keep you clearer and more pure for these changes and decisions and what you're ready for next. So, my friends, I hope this has brought you some peace of mind amongst all the energies that are swirling about right now. You can find more on consciousintuitiveastrology.com. You can find more on my brand new YouTube station. Thank you for the subscriptions, comments, and likes. Thank you for sharing this podcast in your groups. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you back here next week. Namaste.